Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. What a beautiful day it is here in Jacksonville, Florida. The sun is shining bright, and we are so grateful to the Most High God for his love, for his grace, for his mercy. He's a good father. Good father. Our Lord. Yes, he is. He is the shepherd that leads us in a plain path. What a great father he is. He knows our name. There's no God great like our God. He knows everything concerning us. He is a considerate God. And he asks us to consider his ways. His ways are higher. His thoughts are higher. So we got to consider his ways. He even tells us how to think. We don't have to worry about getting all kind of messed up thinking, toxic thinking. He said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of a good report, whatever is honest, true, oh, yeah, think on these things. Isn't he awesome? He's a mighty God. Oh, yeah, he knows what day it is. He created days, weeks, months, years, and he lives in them with us. Yes, today is February the 15th. Yesterday was considered the day of love. But let's consider every day a day of love. Yeah, a day of loving our God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. A day of loving each other like we love ourselves. Let that be every day. Every day. Not just for our sweetheart. No. Every day is a day to love on God, to call on his name. He is the one who created us. He's the one who keeps his breath in our body. He's the one, you know, that we praise. So we got to praise our Lord. He's the King of Kings, the Lord all God, the Mighty One, the Mighty Breasted One. He is alive. Don't you think that because Jesus came to the earth and they put him in the grave, no, he arose and he lives forevermore. Guess where he is? He's seated on the Father's right hand. And you know what he's doing? He's praying for you. And everybody all over the world. He's so great. He hears not group prayers, individual prayers. He knows your name. Say, yeah, that's my son. That's my daughter. I hear her prayers. I hear his prayers. Ah, yeah, we can all be praying, millions of people around the world. But yet, he is so awesome. He knows everybody's voice. Guess what? Your fingerprints? They don't look like nobody else's because the brilliant, mighty, almighty I am, he gave everybody different fingerprints. He even gave you different footprints. He even knows the sound of your feet. He knows when you bend the knee and when you don't. He knows when you call on his name. He said, call on me and I will answer you. I will do great and mighty things on your behalf. So we got to continually praise him. You know, we got to tell him how much we love him. Oh, my God, he's the one that keeps breath in our bodies. Why wouldn't we love a great God like that? Soon as his breath stops in us, we're gone. We'll be standing in front of his face saying, Lord, have mercy on us. And you know what? We better call on him enough so he already know our voice. He's like, yeah, that's my daughter. That's my son. He already know our voice. You know what we don't want to hear? We don't want to hear him say, you know, what's your name? Who are you? Do I know you? Let me check to see if your name is written down here in this Lamb's Book of Life. No. As soon as you stand in front of him, you know what you want to hear. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. So we got to continually call on his name. We got to continually praise him, honor him, tell him what a good father he is, what a good Lord he is. We got to thank him for his loving on us in spite of. You know, many times we should have been gone from the earth realm. But because, you know, he loves us so much, he is keeping us in the earth realm because we haven't completed the purpose yet. When we complete the purpose that God wants us to complete, we gone standing in front of his face. And he'll say, enter in, my good and faithful servant. I know you. Come on in and enjoy all the benefits of being here. The streets are paved with gold. You don't have to worry no more. You ain't got to go to the grocery store. You don't have to go to the hospital. You don't have to go visit nobody but the Most High God. And you look around, make sure now when you look around, Everybody's there. Yeah, you got roll call. Roll call. Make sure your friends and family's there. Roll call is coming up. So we got to thank the Most High God because he's awesome. He's mighty. He's holy. He's great. He's the mighty I am. It's no God that can compare to our God. We thank you, Lord God. There's no comparison to you. We love and adore you. We bless you today. We're honoring you today. We come to give you glory. Be thou glorified in the earth. Be thou glorified in the heavens. You are a mighty God. You are a holy God. You are a righteous King. There's no God great like you, Jehovah. So we are thanking the Lord today for everything he's done. You know he's done great things. Come on now. Who do you think woke you up this morning? I know you know for sure it wasn't the alarm clock. That alarm clock? I don't care. You take it over there by the cemetery. Take it in the morgue. See how many people going to get up. No, it's not the alarm clock. It's your God's clock that's waking you up. So I thank God for you all today. You know he's ordering our steps. Yes, he is. Right there. He's going to tell you. He's ordering. The one that order our steps. When we allow him to, when we surrender all to him, he's going to order our steps. Yes, he is. So today, oh yes, you know, great grandma Julia, she has her grandson and she has Joe on. Joe. Yes, she has Joe on with her. Joe. You know, Joe, that's her nephew, that one that can pray. Joe can pray. So, Joe, we're going to ask you to pray. And then after Joe, Zion is going to pray. Hi, Joe. How you doing, Joe?
I'm feeling good.
Go ahead and pray, baby.
My name's Joe Taylor. I'm 31 years old. And I'm expecting a lot from God, from the Lord. As I'm sick to see, and I'm pretty good in the Lord. And I'm man and God, and I'm going to see them go free in the Bible in the Lord. King comes in the Lord. And I'm like the God and the sun and the moon and the clouds. The Lord's my soul. And the Bible in the wind and the Bible in the Lord. Then the name and the Jesus and the faith. King comes in the Lord. And I'm following the heaven. King comes in the Lord. In the power of the Lord, I'm blessing the God, I'm the work of my bang of blood. I love my Jesus in the truth, in the faith in the Lord, in the God. Amen.
Hey, thank you, Joe. Joe said he's 31 years young. Thank you, Joe. We love you, Joe. All right. Right here.
It's Kenyon.
Kenyon. I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby. Kenyon.
Kenyon.
I'm Kenya, and I'm 5 years old. I'm going to say the prayer.
Okay, baby.
Happy, how the kingdom come, all will be done on earth as it is happen. This is the day I did good. This is my day. I do a lot of from God's temptation, but deliver us from all our evil. But the kingdom, power, and the rule forever. Amen. Thank you, God. I just want. What David said, they have just praised the Lord. What David said, that they have just praised the Lord. What David said, that they have just praised the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was in my mouth, it's in my heart, so it's my fight, oh Lord, my strength and my demon. Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you, sweetie. Oh, my God. Thank you, Kenyon. We appreciate you. We love you, Father. I thank you for Joe, for Kenyon. I thank you for Antigone's children, her three children, Lord God. I thank you for blessing them in safety, peace, and protection. I thank you that they are all brilliant, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And, Father, we adore and bless you. We honor you today. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on with us today, the 15th day of February 2023. We serve an amazing God. He's awesome. He's mighty. He's powerful. Whatever you have need of. Whatever you have need of. He said, if you search for me with all your heart, you will find me. Whatever you ask in his name, believe in, he will grant. So we are so grateful you joined us today. We have Sister Lainey on with us from Jackson, Mississippi, a mighty woman of God. So we thank God for her. She's going to sing a song of praise this afternoon. Good afternoon, Sister Lainey. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G. How are you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
He doesn't, Lord, until I surrender. He doesn't, Master, till I would follow him. He doesn't save until I acknowledge. He is the living Lord, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He doesn't, Lord, until I surrender. He doesn't, Master, till I would follow him. He doesn't save until I acknowledge. He is the living Lord, Jesus Christ. Oh, his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. And he's holy, 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 precious King. Oh, we live you, King. Oh, God, we live you, King. Because you're holy, 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 Lord. Lord, we give you all the praise right now, God, because you're holy, 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 precious Jesus. Lord, over us. Lord, over us, Lord, because you're the power and you're the glory. and your name is Jesus. Oh, 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 precious Lamb of God. Oh, God, we love you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. So much beautiful. He is Lord. Yep, he's the precious Lamb of God. Thank you so much. That's Sister Lanny from Jackson, Mississippi. Well, we have someone on here from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Sister Mary Nichols. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon.
All right.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus.
When we all get to heaven.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When we all get to heaven, we will shout and sing. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. We appreciate you. Okay. Well, it's praying time. It's praying time. We got to pray. You know, praying. Have a conversation with the Father. Put us here on the earth, so we got to stay in constant communication with him. So, you know, he can know what's going on with us. I mean, of course, he's almighty. He know everything. But yet, he wants us to come to him and talk to him and keep that relationship. You know, I can appreciate the fact that every day he went to the garden. And guess who he was looking for? Adam and Eve. So, I pray every day that he will come in the garden. You know, he come looking for you. But be available when he comes. Don't be hung up on all of these things. Be in the garden. Hold on, please. Hold on. So, you know, every day God came in the garden to see Adam and Eve. And when he came there, that last time, they said they were hiding. But, you know, we got to stay focused. We don't want to hide from God. We want to run into his presence every day. We want to be available to God every day. So I thank God for those songs and for the prayers that the children prayed. Thank God for each of you all. I'm going to ask Sister Vivian if you would pray for senior citizens. And also, since you went to India, pray concerning the Indian children and their families as well. Sister Vivian, are you there? I think she's clicking, but I can't hear her. We can't hear you. Okay, well, we're going to ask Sister Mary to go ahead. We'll let you pray later. Sister Mary, can you pray for senior citizens all over the world? And thank God for bringing back safely.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus. We come exalting, magnifying, glorifying, blessing, and praising your holy name. Heavenly Father, it's a privilege to be able to join in with others with like minds, others who reverence you and know that you are the God, the great I am, almighty, the one who covers us, protects us. The God that's omnipresent, omniscient, all-powerful. We come, Heavenly Father, asking you because you said in your word that we have not because we ask not. So we were asking, Heavenly Father, for your covering over all the children. All the children, Heavenly Father, because you are no respecter person.
Amen.
All the seniors, again, Father, because you are not no respect to a person. Father, we ask you to bless the people that we put in office that they will think about the children and the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And pass bills that will be helpful to them. Because we are living in a world, Heavenly Father, that's a lot of social injustice. We're living in a world where people are not following your word. You said love one another.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking you today, Heavenly Father, to display your mighty powers that we know that you can do. Yes, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask you, Heavenly Father, to bless the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, that it be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Thank you. We have another Sister Mary on here. Sister Mary, what's your last name, Sister Mary?
My name is Coleman. My last name is Coleman.
Sister Mary Coleman, we thank you so much. We have a Sister Mary Nichols on as well. So, but we thank you for jumping right in and praying with us today. We thank God for you. All right. We have Sister Marianne from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm going to ask you to pray for Sister Vivian, pray, you know, and thank God for bringing her back to India safely from that missionary journey she took for about a month. And we appreciate you, Sister Mary. How are you doing, Sister Mary? Marianne from Jacksonville. Marianne Williams.
Sorry. I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
All right, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, I come to you today, Lord God. I bring my dear Sister Vivian to you. I thank you for keeping her and protecting her while she was on a journey doing your work right now, Lord God. I pray that you continue to strengthen her where she's weak, build her up where she's torn down right now, Lord God. Continue to order her steps right now, Lord God. Continue to give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that she can go and evangelize in your name right now, Lord God. Let her make a difference in someone's life right now, Lord God. Let the work she's doing speak for her right now, Lord God. Just continue to bless her. Continue to give her wisdom, knowledge, and understanding right now, Lord God. Whatever comes in her path right now to try to deter her, I bind that in the name of Jesus. Give her a straight path to continue doing your work right now, Lord God. Lifting up people right now, Lord God. Making a difference wherever she travels. Help her right now financially to be able to fund the travels that you need to go, to the places that you need to go. Give her the funds that she need, Lord God, that would not be an issue for her right now, Lord God. Give her help and strength right now in the name of Jesus. And just let her continue lifting up the name of Jesus. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, get your Bibles ready. It's scripture search time, so make sure you have your Bibles out, ready to go. Get your Bibles out, ready to go. You can use your Bible or your cell phone, computer. We're going to be looking up the words, looking up the scripture. So we can be here. And our first scripture, I'm going to read it. It's Exodus 23:25. You know, who can tell me what Exodus called? One of the books of the what? Exodus is called what?
Old Testament?
I'm sorry. Can you state your name and tell? Exodus is one of the books of what? State your name and tell.
Sister Marion, the books of law.
Uh-huh. Okay. It's the second book of law. So I'm going to read right now, Exodus 23 and verse 25. We love the word of God. Exodus 23 and verse 25 says, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of you." So today our scriptures are going to be about God has already taken sickness away from us, but I'm claiming the healing that he's already sent to us. So our first scripture, I want you to look up the scripture. After you find the scripture, state your name and read it. After you find the scripture, state your name and read it. Our first scripture is Exodus 8:22. Exodus chapter 8, verse 22. As soon as you find it, state your name and read. You don't have to hesitate. Just state your name and read it.
You said Exodus 8:22?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So my name is Mary Coleman. And it reads, "And I shall serve in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarm of swams." Is that swams?
Ma'am, you're doing right. Just read, baby. That's somebody else saying something in the background, but you keep reading. You're doing good.
Okay. "That no swarms of flies shall be there, to the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth."
Amen. Thank you so much. Good job. All right. So we're talking today about immunity. Immunity is the state or quality of being resistant to a particular infectious disease, like the coronavirus or the flu or whatever, protection from something, lack of susceptibility to, you know, something that's harmful to us. So our next scripture, you know how we do it? We find the scripture, state your name, and read. Exodus 9 and 6. Exodus chapter 9, verse 6.
We can only read one.
Sister Marion.
Anybody can
read? Sister Marion.
Marion. All right.
Yes, Marion. Exodus 9, verse 6. And the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the cattle of the children of Israel died not.
Amen. Good job.
9 and
6. Great job. I appreciate you. All right, next scripture. Exodus 9, verse 26.
Sister Marion.
Go ahead.
Sister Marion, Exodus 9 and 26. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, was there no hail.
Amen. Good job. All right, next. Y'all doing good. Exodus chapter 11, verse 7. Chapter 11, verse 7.
Mary Coleman, Exodus 11, chapter 11, verse 7. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move tongue against man or beast, that ye may know how that the Lord doeth put a difference between the Egyptians and the Israel. And
amen.
Israel.
Amen. Thank you. All right. Moving right along. Scripture. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13. Chapter 12, verse 13. We're talking about God giving us immunity.
Well, Exodus 12, 13. Mary Coleman. Exodus chapter 12, 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt.
Amen. Good job. All right, next scripture. We got two more. Exodus 15, 26. Exodus 15, 26.
Sister Marion. Exodus 15 and 26. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, last scripture for immunity right now is Mark. Mark chapter 16, verse 18. Mark chapter 6, verse 8. Who could tell me what is Mark? One of the books of what? Mark 16. Mark.
Wait a minute. Mark. You say Mark the 6th chapter?
16:18.
Oh, 16.
What is Mark? One of the books of what? The what?
The gospel.
I got Sister Lanny, Vivian. Sister Marion, y'all sleeping on me? Sister Mary Nichols, y'all sleeping on me? What's going on? What's Mark? One of the books, what?
One of the books of the four gospels.
The gospel. Good job. All right, Sister Lane, you got Mark 16.
All right. Let's see. Mark 16 and 18 says, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. I appreciate each one of you all participating in Scripture Search. We're going to be moving right along. Now, I want to share something with you that was very disturbing to me this week concerning children. So if you could put your phones on mute for a minute for me. Everybody just put your phone on mute. And I'm going to look for the info, and I'm going to read you this info. So I'm so appreciative for each one of you. I thank God for you coming on. So just put your phones on mute for me for a minute. I appreciate it. I'm going to read you a text. I still got somebody else that's got their phone off. Put it on mute for me because I got an echo in the background. You just put your phone on mute. I appreciate it. So this was on Monday, this Monday. Let me see here. Hold on one second. Okay. Now let me see if that's much better. So the text said, did you forget you have an appointment at my beauty store tomorrow? And this is what I wrote. I didn't forget. I don't even know who you are, and I don't know what you're talking about. They text me back their name, and they said, didn't you save my number? Isn't this my best friend Catherine's number? So I type back, I just called you. Who are you, and where and when did we meet? I know a lot of people. Then they text back, I just checked your number, and my friends are only one number apart. My negligence caused me to send you the wrong message. I'm really sorry. I type back, no problem. God bless you and your family. They type back, thank you for understanding. You are a kind person. If you don't mind, can we have a chat and make friends? Now, this is somebody who don't even know me, so I put on there, call me. They would never call me, right? They sent me a picture of who they say they are and their name and said they're from California. So I sent them some scriptures and some declarations. So they said, what does it mean? So automatically, I knew by the Spirit of God that something wasn't right, right? I put, God loves you so much. It says, if you don't mind, and we have a chat and make friends, please read Psalms 23. Again, they told me their name. They're from California. So I sent them Psalms 23. I said, please listen to it. I never heard back from them again. So the Lord put in my spirit that our children are being traced and bombarded with these sort of calls and these sort of texts. And can we be friends? And of course our children. Wait a minute. Let me see if it's on mute. I still got that echo in the background here. Hold on. All right. Hold on one second. Okay. Thing about it is our children are being bombarded with these sort of texts. And when, as parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, we're not even aware of it. How often do you check your child or your grandchild? Most of our children have grown, of course, but your grandchildren's cell phones. We got to start checking their phones every day for strange messages. Say, who is this? If it's not their friend, you need to start blocking their phones from receiving calls, text messages from predators. A predator is a person that wants to harm the children. Pedophiles live in the neighborhood. They are persons who are sexual predators of our children. So we got to start searching our children's texts. A lot of times you walk in a room, your children, your grandchildren, they click off. You're like, well, who was that? Oh, no, I was doing my homework. No, check it out. Have you not heard that so many children are getting kidnapped and never returned again? Have you not heard that so many kids are getting murdered every day? We got to protect them. Now, God put it in my spirit to tell each of you, you tell somebody else and let them tell somebody else to check their children's messages. They have something called Snapchat where they could take a picture or somebody could send a picture of themselves to your grandchildren, your children's children. We got to protect them from all of this pornography, from all of this, you know, being bombarded or in their emails. And you know, they're doing their homework and an email. Now, I heard this years ago, a few years back, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. This lady checked her children's, her daughter's email, and she saw a strange email that says, meet me at the mall, but we're not going to tell nobody, saying they were the same age. So what she did, she had her daughter go to the mall, but the police were right there. So when the person came up, they arrested the person. It was a grown person. So we got to be careful. We got to look up how the cell phone are harming our children. We should never give a cell phone to a little one. It is full of radiation. Toxins are coming out at our children. And the screen on there, the light, is affecting the eyes of our children. So we cannot give our cell phones and those things to our children. We have to be careful to protect our children from harmful things that are coming to them on the internet. We got to be protected. We got to be alert. Our children are smarter than we are when it comes to electronic gadgets, games, cell phones, emails, text messages. They're ahead of us. I remember when I was teaching school, my second graders could help me. I didn't know nothing about a computer, but they were born on the computer. They were doing computer before they were in kindergarten. So I'm telling you, we got to pay attention to what's going on with our children. I'm unmuting phones now. If you have any noise in the background, you can mute your phone back. So I'm unmuting the lines now. But if you have something going on in the background, please mute your phone back. So we got to be real, real careful about our children. I'm tired of reading about children getting kidnapped. I'm tired of reading about children getting murdered. Sometimes when I'm driving down the street and I see they just texting and walking. They don't know what's behind them. They don't know what's all around them. So consequently, they're being kidnapped. And I understand from research that they put them in cars and vans, and the vans are soundproof. They could scream all they want. Nobody can hear them. So we want to prevent this. So that's my spiel. Anybody got anything they want to say concerning that? Real brief. I'll make it brief. We got a lot to do today.
Amen.
All right.
Speak it this day.
Okay. So
amen.
We're going to move along. Thank you so much. I need everybody to turn to Exodus chapter 23. Exodus, you know that Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, that second book of the law. Exodus chapter 23, and we're going to go to verse 25. Exodus 23:25. Everybody turn there, please. Is there anyone who doesn't have it? State your name and let me know, and I'll wait for you. All right. So we're going to do like a little popcorn thing. I do this with the children sometimes, but I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to read, and I'm going to call on you. You read the next word when I call on you. Just the next word, not the next whole thing. So I'm going to start. And you shall... Mary Coleman. Hello? Sister Mary Coleman. Hello? All right, Sister Marion. And ye shall, what's the next word?
Serve.
The Lord your, Sister Lanny, what's the next word?
God.
And he shall bless thy, Vivian, what's the next word? I don't know, Vivian must have put us on mute, y'all. She ain't.
I was on mute. Bless your bread, and you shall serve the Lord.
One word, bread.
Bread. Amen.
And thy, Mary Coleman, what's the next word? And thy. Sister Mary Coleman, you still there? All right.
You know what? I think I might have lost you guys. I'm sorry.
No problem. Okay. 20. What chapter are we on? Hello?
Hold on. You said, I'm looking. You said Exodus what?
What chapter are we on, y'all?
23.
Exodus 23?
Verse 25.
Yeah.
23, verse 25.
Okay, so here we go. All right, we're on the second part of it. We are reading, and when I call your name, speak one word, all right? I will take Cecilia, what's that word? And I will take Mary.
Did you call my name, sister?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I call Sister Mary Nichol. What's that?
Okay.
By water?
No.
No, you got. So, am I not coming through clear today or something?
You want me to say it, sister?
No, ma'am. She gonna get it. Just give her.
Okay.
Be patient. Okay.
Okay. So,
and I will take what away. And I will take
the sickness away.
Sickness away. One word. So here's today.
Sickness.
We're listening, and we're listening, and we're following instructions. So this is the purpose. And I will take from the midst of. Everybody, read that last word.
The.
Good. All right. So I'm gonna need three. Somebody got something. Would you please put your phone on mute because we're picking up noise, sound.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you could put your phone on mute, we appreciate it. Sister Mary, are you still there? Mary Coleman? Okay. I think we lost her. All right, she'll call. All right, so here we are. So we are on... Let me just try to get her back real quick, y'all. Please give me 1 second. All right, here she is. Okay, she's back, y'all. Okay, so now I need a reader, Sister Mary Nichols. Could you read Exodus 53, verse 5? Mary Nichols. Exodus 53, verse 5. So just write it down in your tablets and wait for me. Write it down. Another read. Sister Lanny. I got that noise in my ear. Hebrews 11:6. Sister Lanny, you got it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Sister Mary Nichols, did you get the scripture I gave you? Sister Mary Nichols, did you get the scripture I gave you? She may be still on mute. Okay. Someone did scripture right here. Sister Vivian, can you read 1 John 5, 10 through 17? 1 John 2:15-17. Got it?
1 John 2:15-17.
Right.
Right?
All
yeah.
Right. Yes. All right. Sister Mary Coleman, could you read 2 Peter 3:13? 2 Peter 3:15. Sister Mary Coleman. I'll call on you when I need it read. We have a young woman on here today, Sister Antigone. She's on with us, but she's got babies with her. So we're not going to ask you to read today, but thank you. Thank God for you coming on. I saw you when you first came on. We love you so much. All right. Proverbs 4.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to put them to sleep real quick.
Okay. Thank you, Antigone. Proverbs 4:20-22. Vivian, can you read that one for me?
What was it again?
Proverbs 4:20-22.
Proverbs 4.
Chapter 4, 20. Verse 20. 21. Thank you. So all I need read right now. Sister Mary Coleman. Sister Mary Coleman, I want to ask you to do me a favor. Are you there? Sister Mary Coleman.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. So
okay.
Do you have a pen and paper near you?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, write this number down, and I want you to connect with us on the radio. You're on my cell, but I want you to connect with us on the radio. If you have a problem, call my cell number back. So the number is
1-619-619-7-8-9-4-3-4-3-1-3-1-3.
Yes. So hang up from my phone. Call that number. If you have trouble getting in, just let me know. I'll call me back, okay? But I'll see your number pop up. So go ahead.
Okay. Did I put the 1 first or just do 619?
Just what I told you.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right. Now, somebody's cooking in the kitchen or they're hammering something. So could you put your phone on mute? Oh, Jesus. Put your phone on mute for me, please. Get you? Put your phone on mute. Thank you so much. All right. So our title for today is Receive Your Healing Today. If you could put your phone on mute for me, everybody put your phones on mute, and I'll call on you when it's time to read. We got a lot of stuff in the background. It's kind of hard for me to talk over that. I appreciate it. All right, that's much better. So right now, let's see here. Hold on, let me see. Someone else came on, Sister Mary Coleman. All right, hold on. Just a minute. Mary Coleman, somebody still got that noise. You cooking in the kitchen, you doing something. Put your phone on mute. Please, 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 please. I appreciate it. Sister Mary Coleman, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yes,
okay.
I can hear you.
Okay. So you're on with us live now. So everybody put your phone on mute until I call you to read the scripture. So somebody, I don't know who it is, but I appreciate your help. They got something cooking or something they screwing, moving around with it. If you'll be kind and courteous to us, and please put your phone on mute, I appreciate it. The radio picks up sounds, and it's right in my ear, okay? Thank you. All right. So the title of our message today is, I will receive my healing today. I will receive my healing today. O ye of little faith, you who know the word of God says, but think it's for, you think it's for someone else to be healed and not you. God's word is for us today. Because we have accepted the world's way, we do not believe in our hearts. We believe it in our minds, but we think we will be healed by a human doctor, not by Dr. Jesus. So, Sister Mary Nichols, you have Isaiah 53:5. Would you read that for me, please? Mary Nichols.
But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Amen. We are healed now. We're already healed. It may not be in our body yet, okay? Sometimes it don't show up in our bodies till later. And sometimes it does immediately. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? 12 long years. She went to doctor after doctor. She exhausted her money. 12 long years. But as soon as she reached out to touch the hem of his almighty garment. Now, how do we touch God's garment? By reading his word, by studying his word. Jesus took the wound of our sin. He didn't do any sin. But he knew that we would sin. So he took our wounds. He took the wounds that we should have gotten. He was beaten with 39 stripes for us. We got to receive that healing. We have transgressed and action goes to the law. Rule or code from conduct to sin. A sin. Transgression against God. Sister Lanny, you have Hebrews 11:6.
Yes, ma'am. I have Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Amen.
Hebrews 11:6.
So we got it. Thank you so much. So we have faith. Faith without works is dead, and it's impossible to please God without faith. So we got to believe. You know, many times we go to the doctor and we believe. He says, you got high blood pressure. We believe it. But when God says, you don't have high blood pressure, who do you believe? We believe the human doctor, right? Say, you don't have that. But we say, oh, yeah, the doctor said. But what did Jesus say? He said, we're healed by stripes. It says, whose report do you believe? The minute we start believing the doctor's report, that's what shows up in our body. The doctor said we got cancer. You agree with it? It's going to show up in your body. The doctor say you got high blood pressure. You believe it? It's going to show up in your body. But God already said that you are healed by the stripes. So when you tell the doctor, no, I don't care what your meter says. I know what it says on my arm. But that meter is wrong because God said I'm healed by the stripes. Whose report will we believe? All right, we got Sister Vivian. She has 1 John 15:17.
Okay, 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 17. And it reads as thus. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. Amen.
Amen. I love the word of God. There's nothing like it.
Amen. Amen.
If you love the world or the things in the world, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So we love the world, that means we're not obeying God. We're disobedient. So the things of God is reading his word, studying his word, obeying his word, praying, doing what God said do, listening to his voice. Those are the things that God wants from us. So we got to pay attention to what God is telling us and do those things. We got to pay attention to what God is saying. Believe what God said. Don't believe the wrong report. Human beings make a mistake, and most of us don't know the word of God. But we're children of the Most High, so we're able to receive the benefits from God. All right? The Bible concept of the world falls in five categories: the physical world, the human world, the moral world, the temporal world, and the coming world. So the moral world is toxic environment, corruption, evil all around us. The temporal world is the Satan world. That's where Satan is. Jesus' kingdom is not of this world. The present world is passing away even now. We must live godly lives among avoiding. We have to avoid the snare of the world from which Christ's death set us free. He set his people free from death, spiritual death. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. They died when they disobeyed God. God gave them many, many things in the garden. He said, but this one tree, don't touch it. Don't eat of it. And they disobeyed God. And some of us, we don't understand. And even when we do understand, I've done it many times, disobeyed God. I said, don't answer that call. I answer. God knows what he's doing in we got to obey God. We got to listen to him. We got to listen to his word. The Bible says whose report we believe. Our today is I will receive my healing today. I will receive my healing today. So we got to receive our healing right now. It's not the doctor's report. God already told us that we're healed by his stripes. We already healed. Not we're going to be healed. So every lying symptom is in our body. We command it to go. You got a headache? Oh, we command you to go. Because God said, I'm already healed. All right? Okay. Sister Mary Coleman, you had 2 Peter 3:13. Would you read that?
Yes. 2 Peter 3:13, an account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you.
Okay. 2 Peter 3:13. Okay.
Oh, you said, all right. You said 3:13. I thought you said 15. I'm sorry. Let me read 13. Nevertheless, okay. We, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. That's 3:13.
Right. Yes, it is. Thank you so much. Yeah, sometimes I give the wrong scripture mistakenly. Nevertheless, according to So, but keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and new earth where righteousness dwells. Until that time, we must believe that we are healed by his stripes. Isaiah 53:5. So let's get a new revelation. The Amplified Bible says Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised, crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our wrongdoing. The punishment for our well-being. So we are healed by his stripes. The Bible in basic English version says, but it was for our sins he was, and for our evil doings he was crushed. He took the punishment by which we have peace, and his wounds are made, by his wounds we are made well. So we have a lot to thank God for. I mean, from the time we get up until the time we go to bed, we have a lot to thank God for. We got to continually thank him, but he's done so much for us. All right. 3 John 2 says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank God for the word of God. The word of God is true, not another report. Sister Vivian, you have Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 22.
All right. Proverbs chapter 4. 20 through 22 says, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life unto those who find them and help to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
All right, thank you. You can stop there. So we're going to look at 22. It says what? They are life. What's life? The word of God is life to our flesh.
Yes.
The word of God is life. So it says to those that find them. In other words, some people haven't found it yet. They haven't found the word of life yet. So therefore, you keep running back and forth. Doctor. But the real doctor, the real physician, is Jehovah Rapha, Dr. Jesus. He's the real healer, not the medical doctor. They need a healing just like we do. So we got to keep in our heart. It says, for they are life. What's life? The word of God is life. What's it life for? The health, and it's health, H-E-A-L-T. To all of our flesh. So we got to keep in mind, the word of God says the word of life. It is the word of God is life to those that find them. In other words, looks like we got some searching to do, right? If you got to find something, that means you got to look for it. You lose your hat, you got to look for it. You lose your baby ball, you got to look for the ball. You lose your umbrella, you got to look for it. So, and it says, to those that find them. So we got to search the scriptures. How often? Who can tell me? How often we got to search the scriptures, y'all? Who can tell me?
Continuously.
Daily. Every day.
Daily.
Every day we got to search scriptures. So that's how we know we're still in the faith. Search the scriptures daily to know if we still saved. We could have slipped off the path. So we got to find the word that is healing to our flesh. See, the woman at the well, she found Jesus, who is the word. Jesus is the word in the flesh. He was in the flesh when he walked the earth. She found him. So when we find Jesus in the word, we all going to be healed. We're going to get a revelation. Oh, God, we got the healing confirmed. We're healed. We're healed. It's right there. So, you know, sometimes we're looking for love of life. We're looking for, as the world turns, looking for a doctor, whatever their name may be, her or him, at the, you know, the medical facility. We're looking for them. We're not looking in the Word. You get a headache, there's healing in the Word. There's healing in the Word. What did it say in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22? For they are life, L-I-F-E, to those that find them, and health to all our flesh. So we search the Word out. So, what does the Bible say in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7? So let's turn there. Somebody, boy, they cooking up. I don't know, maybe cleaning up or doing something, but maybe they moving over there. I hope they're cooking some food, because I sure hear it in the house. Whatever they doing. I don't know what they moving, but it's, I don't know if they sweeping, mopping, cleaning up, boy, whatever they doing. It's real loud over here. All right. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. All right, Sister Mary Coleman, you got it?
Yes. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being.
Oh, my God.
Is that what you asked for?
That oxygen tank that they give you from the hospital, it's not the air. Who breathes into us? The breath of
God.
Life. Jesus. Oh, my God. God breathes. And where did he breathe it into?
His nostrils.
Where did he breathe into our noses? Our nostrils. Yeah, Vivian.
Hello. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
So what did he breathe into? Who breathed into, and what did he breathe in there?
He breathed in our nostrils, the Word of God.
What did he breathe? Oh,
the Word of God.
Sister Mary Coleman.
Yes.
What did he breathe? Sister Mary Coleman, what did he breathe?
He breathed, you're talking about his breath.
What?
He breathed
okay,
into his nostrils,
what?
His nose.
What did he breathe?
The breath of life is what he breathed.
Yes. So that's what I'm trying to get to see. He breathed into our nostrils. Breath of life.
Yes.
The breath of life. That's what he breathed into our nostrils. So
yes.
When you were born, even before that doctor hit you, that God had breathed into you the breath of life. Before you or your baby's on the bottom, God breathed into your nostrils the breath of life. So God's word is very important. As long as God's breath is in us, we have life. If God is not in us, we don't have. When his breath.
Wow. Somebody not listening to the message. They cooking.
I know. Yeah. I hear it. That's why I stopped.
Yeah, I
hear
it as well.
Yeah, they.
I hear.
Yeah, it's very loud.
They're not
yeah.
going to hear you because they're not going to hear you because they're not listening.
Yeah, they're doing something else. So it's kind of hard for me to talk over that. I appreciate
yes.
you all listening. Okay, so we can search every doctor's office in America. We can go to Africa. We can go to Australia and Arctic, North America and South America. But the Bible says life healing is in God's word. So when we look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22, that's where he talks about it. Over there, Proverbs 4:22. That's where he talks about the word is life. I'm turning there, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. We're almost through, almost finished. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. And it says, I'm almost there. Give me a minute. For they are life. What's life? The word of God. It's life to them that find them and health to all of our flesh. So the word of God is life. So the only way we're going to get it is to search for it. It says, amen, when you search for me with all your heart, you're going to find me. So we got to search it out. So, you know, we look, we read all kinds of stuff. We listen to all kinds of stuff. But how often do we read the word of God? Proverbs 4:28 says, in the way of righteousness is life. So when we live righteously, we're going to find life. And in the pathway, in that pathway is no death. So we got to go into the way of righteousness. We're going to find life. And on that path is no death. So we got to remember to search the word daily. That's where the healing is going to come, in the word of God.
Amen.
So I want you all to ask the following questions, yes or no. And you don't even have to answer out loud. You could just answer yes or no to yourself. Can you find healing in high blood pressure meds? Can you find healing in diabetes meds? Can you find healing in physical therapy? Can you find healing in pain meds? So, whatever you answered, that was the correct answer. You cannot find healing in those things. Healing, where is healing, everybody tell me? In the what?
Word of God.
The word.
Word of God. So we could go to the doctor 24/7. We are not going to find healing.
Amen.
Until we get into God. So we're going to be praying these scriptures right now over us, for us to receive our healing. We can't get the healing at the medical facility. We could try.
Amen.
They're going to give us something to relieve the symptom, but the healing is not going to come there. So Exodus 15:26 says, and if thou would diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and if thou would do what is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, not some, none of these evil diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptians. So we got to remember, this is where the healing comes from, over there.
Amen.
All right, now, I need to do something real quick, so listen to this music for me real quick. I'll be right back. Your patience with me. So we're asking the Lord, we're saying, thank you, Lord, that because we're your children, we live in the righteous path, that none of these evil diseases will be put upon us, that you put upon those evil people. So we are thanking you, Lord God, that we are finding life and abundant life. Deuteronomy 7:15 says, and the Lord will take away from thee, from us, put none of these evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon us, but will lay them upon those that hate the Lord, that hate God. So, Father, we thank you that because we love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, none of these diseases will come upon us. And in Proverbs 4:22, you know we read it over and over today, for they are light to those that find them and help to all their flesh. So, Father, remove a slothful spirit, a lazy spirit from us. Help us to get in your word and search it out and find the healing that we are looking for. Your word says that when we search for it, we'll find it, because your word is bringing health to all of our flesh. And in Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of all your wounds, saith the Lord, because they called you an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. So, Father, we thank you that we are healed by your stripes. We receive our healing today in the mighty name of Jesus. We are so grateful, Father, that your word is what we need. And, Lord, you said in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because we trust in you. You're keeping us in perfect peace. Joshua 1:8, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So I thank God today for each of you. I thank God for the word of God that we all learn today from the word of God, from the Bible. All right. So it's praying time. It's, we almost thank God for baby Chloe's mother's on with us today. We just appreciate her so much. She's just so diligent about coming on. She's probably working today, but we thank God for her. And she always put the phone on mute because baby Chloe's learned to talk very well. She be talking, talking, playing and talking, playing and talking. So we thank God for her. I'm going to ask Sister Vivian if you'll say a quick prayer for our babies and also our testimony. Let's see, that was Monday. I was in the store, and I saw Baby Revere's aunt. And I said, how you doing, and how is Baby Revere? We've been praying for Baby Revere for almost 2 years now. Baby Chloe, Baby Zoe, and Baby Revere. We started praying for baby Devin maybe about a year ago, but I was so glad. She said, thank y'all. Y'all's prayers are working. She said, thank everybody for her because the prayers are working for baby Revere. So I want to tell you, baby Chloe's mother told me the prayers are working for her. And we talked to Sister Lanny. The prayers are working for baby Devin as well. I'm not in contact with baby Zoe's mother. But we know by the Spirit of God that all is well. So go ahead, sister, and pray for them, please. Okay, so Sister Mary Nichols. Sister Mary,
yes.
Pray for the babies for me.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you. Thank you for what you have done for the baby, the ones we have been praying for such a long time. But yes, all of the babies that you bring into formation, we just thank you, Lord. Such a blessing. And we just thank you for the ones that we've been praying for, Zoe and Chloe and Revere and all of them, and even the ones that we have lost contact with. We just thank you, Lord, because you know them. You receive them. And, Lord, we just ask that you will continue to heal them for your purpose, growing up and serving you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Vivian, I'm going to ask you to pray. I'm going to call the names of several elderly people, include us as well. Just pray. You don't have to call. Pray. Lori Dean, June Paul, Mother Sneed, Mother Ludell, Sister Rose Harbor, Sister my Aunt Emma, all of us on the line, Bernadette, Mother Boykin, Mother Lee, Mother King, Mother Janice, Mother Boland, Cynthia, Nezzy, Julia, Kay, Penny, Brother Bell, Brother Riley, Deborah, Billy, Brenda, Ella, Annette, Daniels, and her husband. And anybody else, you know, we're including all our family members, all our friends, our church members, everybody. So go ahead. Vivian, you may be still muted. Vivian? Sister Marion, she's muted. Can you pray for them?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I come to you today on the strength of my own, praying, Lord God, for your grace and your mercy. I'm praying right now for all those names that were called right now, Lord God, as elderly people right now, Lord God. Not only them that are sick, but also the ones that are shut in right now, Lord God, in the nursing homes and in the hospitals right now, Lord God. We all need you right now, Lord God. All those that have pain in their bodies right now, Lord God, we ask for miraculous healing. You said we are healed by your stripes. So we are already healed. We've read all the scriptures right now, Lord God. So we know that we are already healed. But just continue to protect and watch over all of the seniors and all the names that were called right now, Lord God. Just cover us with your blood right now, Lord God. Let the hurt, harm, and danger come to us right now, Lord God. Just continue to strengthen us where we weep. Continue to lift us up right now, Lord God. Let us continue to press on until our change comes. Right now, I thank you right now, Lord God, and I praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to pray for these. These are some youth. They're young men, young women. I'm going to pray for them. All our grandchildren, our granddaughters, grandsons, all our friends. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Hinoa, Randy, Roosevelt, Frederick, Samuel, Jeremy, Dan, Troy, Michael, Isaiah, and all of our children all over the world. We pray for their protection. We pray for their safety. We pray for wisdom, like Solomon told his son, son, use wisdom. Don't go the way of the evil man. Go the godly way. So we praying that around our children and for our children. We thank you for them being healed, protected, guided by you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we got time for a couple of requests. Anybody have any urgent requests that they, you know, need prayer for? Sister Lani, I want to ask you, remember last week you said that your family members had the virus? Were they able to get the stuff and get better, or maybe they just got better through God, whatever?
Yes, I had 8 family members, and everybody is in the clear. I have to check on a couple of them, but most of everybody's going back to work. God was faithful again.
Amen.
And
hallelujah.
I thank you
thank
for
you,
your
Jesus.
Prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any urgent requests? We're going to be closing out momentarily. All right. Well, that's it. Let me see. Sister Lani, can you give us a closing prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Our gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are the Lord of us, that you're God above all little gods. We've shown yourself faithful again today to be our safe place, to be our healer and teacher by the power of the Holy Spirit through Sister G and others reading the Word of God. We thank you for this experience. We thank you that the enemy who tried to disturb us was not successful. as Joseph said to his brothers, what you meant for my evil, God say I will use it for good, but to save many lives. We are those lives that were saved, and all those people that were prayed for by Samaria. Thank you, God, for your perfected love, unconditional love. We didn't earn it. We don't deserve it, but it's because of what Jesus did, and it humbles us to know that you can love us so completely, even though you know so everything about us. So we're submitted to you, and we thank you, Father. And today, according to the word that was instructed by our teacher, we sit under that invitation that you give through the blood of Jesus. And we say, as she said, that today I receive my healing. Thank you for doctors that treat symptoms, but thank you that you are the healer. And we lean into you. We lean into you, and God, we confess and we believe your report. You are the first authority and the last authority. So we're submitted to you, and we're humbly grateful for this kind of love, grace, and mercy and favor. Bless us now, God, in Jesus' name. Every artificial thing that the enemy tried to put before us to be a crippling thing, we find it and fall to the ground and die. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are blessed of the Lord, no longer victims, but victors in Christ Jesus. So we bless you now. We call you the Lord that you are. You are all the power and all the glory. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. I love you all. I love you all so much, but you know God loves you even more. So don't forget, search the word for your healing. Hallelujah. Love y'all. Have a great day. God feel day. God feel week. God feel month. God loves you. Hallelujah. Bye. Love y'all.
Bye.
Thank you.